The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that people who live near nuclear power plants stockpile potassium iodide pills. In next week's issue of the journal Pediatrics, the group says the medication can protect the thyroid if an accident or terrorist attack causes radiation to escape. Health officials have various opinions about whether to distribute the pills. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Potassium iodide is not a new medication. For almost 50 years, doctors have known that the simple, inexpensive substance can help prevent thyroid cancer in people exposed to some forms of radiation. Military and emergency workers often keep it on hand in case of a nuclear accident. And lately, with the increased fear of terrorism, several communities near atomic energy plants have begun distributing it to the public.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you picking up for more than one family?
Well, actually, yeah.
In a high school parking lot in York, South Carolina this week, people pulled up in their cars to get free potassium iodide from the county government. This drive-through distribution effort began last month, and so far the county has given away more than 60,000 small, white, salty-tasting tablets.
These pills that I'm giving you are 2 pills per person.
Okay.
Okay?
2 pills per person.
Mm-hmm. What that is that when you're told to take the pill, take it then, and then 24 hours later you'll take it again, and by that time you should be out of the zone itself that is infected by the radiation.
York County is home to one nuclear power plant and is about 20 miles from another. 71-year-old Golda McKinney says she never used to worry about living here. But that changed after September 11th, and now she thinks it's a good idea to keep potassium iodide in the house.
When they started talking about where would be possible places that terrorists would attack, my first thought was the nuclear stations, and I suppose because there's two in our region. And so, yeah, I think it's important that we have it in our medicine cabinet.
South Carolina officials decided to hand out the pills after the Nuclear Regulatory Commission asked states to consider doing so. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendation adds further weight to the Homeland Security Initiative. The physicians group suggests people within 10 miles of nuclear plants receive potassium iodide. Dr. Michael Shannon of Harvard Medical School says the medication has a proven record in nuclear emergencies.
Our greatest experience, which comes from the Chernobyl disaster of 1986, showed that potassium iodide is extremely effective in preventing the occurrence of thyroid cancer in an individual who's been exposed to radioactive iodine.
Shannon says the drug is especially valuable for children who are at greater risk of thyroid damage. He says potassium iodide should be widely distributed around nuclear plants so it can be administered quickly in a disaster.
The efficacy of potassium iodide is directly related to the time that you take the first dose, which is why we recommend that potassium iodide be not at home in the medicine cabinet, but everywhere your children are, which includes schools and daycare centers.
In the past year and a half, more than a dozen states have begun to distribute potassium iodide. Local health departments in Ohio are giving it away, as are some pharmacies in Massachusetts. In North Carolina, public schools near nuclear plants each will receive their own stockpile. But a handful of states are resisting the trend. Don Flader at the Iowa Department of Public Health argues potassium iodide has little value in emergencies. He points out that it only protects the thyroid, not other organs, and it's only effective against one of the many radioactive chemicals that might be released.
Our biggest fear is that people will think that this is a answer all to any radiation exposure. They will take it and they will have a false sense of security, and I think that's, especially in an accident situation, is a bad situation to be in.
Flader says the priority in nuclear emergencies is to evacuate people as quickly as possible, and if they waste time looking for pills, that would slow the exodus. Proponents of potassium iodide agree the best response to a radioactive threat is to flee, but they warn that mass panic or crowded highways could make that impossible, and the pills, they say, provide an extra measure of protection. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.